he's back at Fox now.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I'll be. What about your husband? Does he belong to any clubs, civic, social, church?
Just the ones that I belong to.
The same ones? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's convenient. Let's see, do you know anything of, what about his parents? Are they from the area too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're from here in Eufaula?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anything about their education?
Well, his mother went to, I think, ninth grade.
Uh-huh. And what about his father? Do you happen to know that?
His father went to about the eighth.
About the eighth, okay. And what does his father do for a living?
He's retired.
And he did what when he was active?
He worked at the cotton mill.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what about his mother?
She's retired.
Uh-huh.
She worked at the cotton mill.
At the cotton mill, too, okay. Alright. So it looks like that most of your ancestors have been brought up in this area, in Barber County or Eufaula. Mm-hmm. Okay. We were talking about your house when we got started. You know that the room that you entertain guests in, where you have company, you would call that the what?
Living room.
Yeah, the best room in the house. Have you ever heard people call the living room anything else?
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe have you ever heard people say parlor for living room?
No.
Haven't ever heard that? Okay. Well, talking about the house that you live in now, about how high would you say the rooms and your house are? In terms of,
8 feet.
About 8 feet? Mm-hmm. What about the house that you grew up in? Were the rooms larger than that?
6 feet.
Oh, even smaller than that?
Probably so. Uh-huh. It's not 8 feet.
Uh-huh.
It's small.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about the that thing that you see on top of people's houses, it's made out of brick and the smoke comes out of it. You call that a what?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that the same thing if it were one of these big, long things you see, like at factories, that the smoke comes out of? Would you call that a chimney, too?
The long things you see at factories?
Yeah, that the smoke comes out of. They're much bigger than the ones that you see on houses that people live in.
I wouldn't call it a chimney, but I wouldn't know what to call it.
Have you ever heard people call them smokestacks or something like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, in the house that you grew up in, did you have a fireplace in the house?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you, what about the area? What do you call that area right in front of a fireplace? Do you know what I'm talking about? That kind of open area right in front of the fireplace.
You mean the top of it?
No, just right there at the bottom, right in front. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. Oh, is there a fireplace in the house that you live in now?
No.
You don't have one. What do you call those things in a fireplace that you lay the wood across? They're made out of some kind
iron.
Yeah, they're made out of some kind of iron.
That's what we call it.
Just call them.
The iron.
The iron. Have you ever heard people call those things fire dogs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I sure have.
What sort of, any particular type of person would be likely to say fire dogs? Maybe an older person than you or what?
Older person.
Older than you. Okay. What about that, still talking about a fireplace, that area right above a fireplace that you can put old pictures or vases or something like that on?
Mantle.
A mantle. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard a mantle called anything else?
Shell.
A shell? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that a mantle board?
Yes.